KD5FMU, KD5FMU, K2PCB. All right, maybe I've got something incorrectly configured on my end. I get a little blip coming back at me, and then it's gone. I get the feeling like you're there, but maybe it's something parasitic. This is K2PCB standing by as I'm adding some channels newly over to the TGIF network. I'm at Top Groups. K2PCB.
This is the KG5 VGO repeater, PL131.8.
Y Tampa Bella Seguro y un Tata Higado, Salas Matologi. Porque si me quedan a un poco de una pegada, un poco de una hoja de tinte. La misma exercise. Yung mga vertigo, pero meron pa akong binili na ano, yung langis pero homeo.
And broken arrow?
We normally go to the various cemeteries around town. Our family's been here for a while, so we have lots of folks that have passed on. And we decorate their graves, and we did that.
Yung langis na special oil, nilalagay sa tikod ng tenga at makakabawas daw ng
Just be interested to know throughout the QSO has my 4X connection been stable? Have I had any packet loss or anything?
2-0 QSP returning. No, your connection's been stable. Occasionally your audio levels have gone down, but I'd assume that's you're doing something in your shack and moving further away from your boom mic, mate. But other than that, it's been stable back here.
Yeah, 2-0 over you. Yeah, I'm not using the boom mic.
Rack mounted, couple fans on it with the big heat sink. That takes up some rack space, but anyways, I think it takes up maybe about 8 rack spaces, I bet you that thing does. So anyways, yeah, now I've got it, preamps, whatever. So definitely, it definitely could help out, just need the heads up, that's all. Because right now, that's in another state at the moment, so, literally. Go ahead, WD, KD, TVA.
KB2V, WD. Yeah, Andy, just send me a list right now. If you want to send me a list that I perfectly carry out the house in the box and stuff. I don't think many people around here have the truck that lets you order church delivery on towers, but start light on that, like radios, like small amplifiers, like for 2 meter, 440, anything like that. If you still got some cheap stuff flying around, I would like to look at that, but just get the list up and what you think is a fair price or something, but start out with the stuff that usually more on the swap net, which is mostly receivers, transceivers, mobiles, all of stuff like and like tuners and stuff like that. If you get something else and you're like, yeah, I can get that up next week. So just to let you know. Start with that, see what we got.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll have to find the time to sit down, and what I should do is just make a spreadsheet like what a bunch of people, if I've seen them do. I just have so many odds and ends, you know, Raspberry Pis, I mean, just things that, you know, I've had kicking around for a few years, and if I haven't gotten to it by now, I'm probably never going to get to it type of thing. So, anyways, well, I appreciate you guys saying hello, and good to talk to you both. And maybe I'll make a guest appearance Wednesday then. That sounds like that would be pretty cool. Get the last meeting of the fiscal year in. So, KB2JM, KD2WM, and say 7-3 to both of you. I got to run off here and get some gas for the lawnmower and take the dog for a walk and all that good stuff. So, go out there, KB2BWD. I'll make this my final. We'll see you later, Jim. KD2WA.
Hey, Raspberry Pi, Sandy, do you know what series, Model 3, Model 4, Model 5?
I don't know what I have left, but I know, like, I saw Pi 0W kicking around in the foil packet, I believe. Something similar to that, anyway. I don't know specifically which one it is, but I saw that kicking around here just today, actually. So, yeah, that's probably the best. Maybe what I should do is just box all the stuff up and see if I could get somebody just to take it to the ham fest for me. Maybe that would be a plan. So, go ahead.
Yeah, but like I said, in the next 2 weeks, I can get it up there. It's not a hurry. But if you do have Raspberry Pis, and you got a couple of them, and one's the bigger form factor, about credit card size, you have a ready customer on those. I'm pie crazy, you could say. Pie and Arduino.
Yeah, I think Mega 2560s, I've got those. I don't know how many. I've got a few of those, and like special carriers for them with terminal strips and you name it. So anyway, I got to get out of here. We'll catch you guys later. 7-3. Have yourselves a great night, KD2WA.
This is KB2EWD. You have a great night, Andy. Sure to chew up your ear, but send me an email this week with what kind of. 10,000 foot overview of what you got there, so I know if I can go to do other hotwise KDDS. I know, I just got a brand new mower up and going today.
Yeah, sounds good. That's my next project, is a brand new mower. I'm working at a John Deere X758. So we'll see how that goes on Tuesday. So we'll see you later, Hector. See you later, Jim. KD2WA.
Because I'll be nice. I'm going to take the note out, and then I have my network internet rebooted. So say, FYI, you guys. Easy to know, yes.
Five RTC, send you a 73, and hope you have a good dinner and evening time. This is KJ5, KIE. Frequency is clear.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my check in again there, Fred. And you have yourself a nice rest of your day and everyone else as well. And hope you have a nice week ahead of you. That being said, I'll take 73 and pass back to you. K2AK from 2Whiskey0 Kilo Yankee Hotel.
2Whiskey0 Kilo Yankee Hotel, okay. Please give my greetings and greetings from all of us to your mom and to your dad, the family over there in Newport, South Wales. Thank you very much for checking in. Okay, folks, this is the Scars, the Sunday evening ranch here. This is South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service, and we are worldwide, and we're looking for more check-ins. For the rag two, come aboard. This is great. K2AK.
Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Answer Device, Kilo 4 DXQ.
This is K1 KFC, Kilo 1 Kilo Foxtrot Charlie. Over.
Okay, we have two check-ins so far. KO4 DXQ log. And K1KFC, David, anybody else for this list? Okay, nothing heard. Okay, let's go to Bob down there in Salty Daisy, Tennessee. And that's in the, northern eastern part of Tennessee, I think. They're not too far from Chattanooga. Dale Ford, DXQ, this is Craig, KQHA.
KQHA, and that KL4, DXQ, Bob Fury. Salty Daisy, Tennessee, 25-30 miles north of Chattanooga. And Chattanooga is the southeast portion of Tennessee. Chattanooga borders the Georgia, borders Walsall, Georgia, and Cusick County, I think. Georgia, so it's right on the borderline there. And Chattanooga is also home for military cemetery starting from the Civil War up until now. So every year they place flags on the graves of the soldiers here. It's a big tradition here. And it means a lot to Memorial Day, and Memorial Day weekend. We've had some severe weather just pass by, and luckily, just my area here, Salty Daisy, usually escapes the very severe weather, and it did it again today. They had tornado warnings just below Chattanooga in Georgia, and I didn't hear anything of any touchdowns or anything, but they did have watches and warnings there. And I think it was supposed to be over by 1900 hours Eastern Standard Time. And I had a cookout today and at Scotty Creek there, and fished off the dock over there, and I caught my first fish for the year. KO4DXQ, back to you. K2HA, isn't it?
Okay, very good. Bob, KO4DXQ, okay? So you're in the more southern part of the eastern Tennessee. Not too far from Chattanooga, not too far from the Georgia line. Okay, I know where that is. I used to live in Georgia and drive through that area once upon a time. Glad the storms passed you by and you didn't have any damage, and fantastic. I'm real glad you caught your first fish of the season. I don't think that Jay up there in Canada is going to put his boat in this year. So you might have to catch some fish to make up for the ones that he's not going to be catching. And I know he loves fishing. So that's fantastic. And anything else you have for the net tonight? KO4DXQ, Bob, go ahead.
K2HA, KO4DXQ. Yes, Fred, I was going to ask you about Jay. I thought about fishing, and I thought about Jay, and I haven't heard him on the air for a long time, and I know he... he's had some serious health problems, and just hope that he gets better and recovers from it. I know how tough it is. I just hope he asking him. I know he hasn't been on the air, and it's just it'd be nice to hear from him. KO4DXQ, that's K2E2.
Okay, very good, Bob. Yes, we've all been praying for Jay, you know, he had all that cancer, and he had to have his bladder taken out, and so he's adjusting to all of the rigmarole that you have to be able to function without a bladder, and we continue to pray for his full recovery. But we were blessed yesterday. Jay filled in for Charlotte, who was supposed to be MCS for the noontime net, and Jay did a fantastic job. He sounded much, much better. His infection has gone away, and so he sounds good. He sounds good. So I'm hoping to hear him on the HF, too. Okay. Thank you very much there, Bob. Let's go to David over there, K1, Kilo Foxtrot Charlie. Welcome aboard to the SCARS conference.
This is K1 KFC. Well, very good, sir. Fred, I see. I made some notes. I'm not real good at note-taking anymore. And it always amazes me when I sign in occasionally to groups where they seem to already know my name, so. From the previous fellow, I will just observe the very best thing about this hobby is we have the ability to speak out and touch somebody somewhere else in the world with our own voice. And that still is a miracle. I'm 76 and I've been a ham since I was 13. And I'm in Belfast, Maine, which is right on the coast, Penobscot Bay. And everyone that hears I'm from Maine, not everyone, but most people will say, well, I've been to Bar Harbor. Well, if you've been to Bar Harbor, you've driven right through Belfast on the way, usually. So right on Route 1 and 3. So anyway, my father was a ham, my brother was a ham, my uncle was a ham. And it's always been a great thing, even though I abandoned the hobby two different times for a couple of years each. I have one technical question I want to throw out to the group, which is, I've been using and continue to use this, software called, Remote Hams. And it's mostly an HF program that lets you connect through your internet connection to someone who has a transceiver and an antenna somewhere, and they're all over the world. And I've been using a couple of different ones here right in New England. And what I want to do is get on CW on it. And the machines I'm using now have not been set up for CW, but the owner is willing to do so. So I'm looking for technical support on wiring my paddle directly to the computer through a USB port so that I can activate the built-in electronic gear. And I know it sounds like a lot, but people do it, apparently. So if it can be done, I'm going to give it a try. And as far as Memorial Day, I've always interpreted it to be the day that I remember and honor anyone I know that has passed away. So I am a veteran, but I don't limit it to veterans or veterans that were killed in war. It's just anyone that I love and remember that is not with us anymore. And I was in the Navy band, and I used to, play Caps and Anchors Away and all those songs on Memorial Day at Sunrise Services, and I'm quite, I don't miss it, but I'm glad I was there. So, back to the net, and Fred, thank you very much, and to all.
So I'm going to see if if K1KFC is back. K1KFC, this is Craig, KTHA.
I am back. This is K1KFC, and I'm afraid maybe I timed out the system. I haven't learned which of the systems have different timeouts. So, thank you for acknowledging me and wishing the very best to everyone on the group. Wherever you are, this is K1KFC.
Okay, Dave, a few things before you go. Our website is scarsvoip.com, scarsvoip.com. And we do give out free memberships, and you can sign up right there on the website. I see you don't have an email address on your on QRZ. But anyway, I would like to just do a brief call out. Does anybody who is connected right now have any answer or guidance on how to connect the paddle through a USB port so David could use that with remote ham? I'll just give a little break here to see if anybody can come back. Okay, well, David, that is a very good question. I'll have to think about that for a while and maybe do some research. And if you come back next week to the rag you were on Saturday and Sunday night, I might have an answer for you. So if you don't find it before then. But thank you very much for checking in here on the Scars Conference. We're on Saturday and Sunday at 23 hours Zulu, and that's Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Okay, this is the Scars, the Sunday evening rag tube, and we want to continue on here. K5NO down there, Fern Park, Florida. Mark, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Fred, and good evening, everyone. Good evening to the Scars Net. This is K5NO, Kilowatt 5 Newly, Ontario. The name is Mark, the QTH, Fern Park, Florida, just north of Orlando. We have 81 degrees and rain. That's right, rain. It rained for a couple hours now, and it just cleared up, but I'm afraid that's the day of it for the next week. Every day at 4 or 5 p.m., hold down the hatches so the rain is came. But in any event, 81 degrees for the low 74 and a high Monday of 91. My Scars number is ESNECHO 1393. That's ESNECHO 1393. Or in monthly terms, $13.93. Not much over there. Things are going fine at the Assisted Living Center. First of all, happy Memorial Day. Take a moment to remember those who gave their lives for their country. And tomorrow we'll have a celebration, lunchtime celebration, so at the Assisted Living Center, so that's great. Other than that, nothing much. Things are fine, so Fred, 73s, have a great week. Stay safe. K2HA, K5NO.
Okay, K5NO, Mark, thank you for checking in. Peace and blessings to you. Mark used to be a neighbor of mine down in Florida. We used to live real close to each other. He lived in, right by Tuscarora Road there. And I lived in Tuscarora, the subdivision. So we even went to the same ham radio club there, Lamar's, Lake Monroe Amateur Radio Society. And that was a good club. I'm sure it still is. So thank you, Mark, for checking in. Peace and blessings to you. All right. This is the Scars, the Sunday evening rag crew here on Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow's Memorial Day. Fly the flag. Remember those who are fallen. You might want to attend one of those worship services they have scattered all over the country. You go down by either the VFW or different churches, etc. And so please remember those who have given their lives to the country. But not only them, please remember also the families who lost loved ones. And we honor all. Okay, this is Craig, K2AK. This is the Stars, the Sunday evening rag tube. And we're still looking for more check-ins. Anybody, anywhere, come on.
Echo 8, Yankee Uniform Quebec. Zero 2, Delta.
Okay, we have two fine hams right there. Very good. We have Philip and we have Robert. Let's go to KE8YUQ. Welcome aboard, Philip. How is your weekend going?
Hello, Echo 8, Yankee Uniform Quebec. It's relaxing now. I'm working the weekend, so it's crazy. Everyone wants to get ready for planting their garden and making their flowers look pretty and all that stuff. So it's been quite busy. So other than that, not much. It's good hearing you in there, Fred. And I'll return it back to you, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Uniform Quebec.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Uniform Quebec. Are you in the in the horticultural business, doing supplies of plants, or tell me about it? This is Ray, K2AK.
Hi, Yankee Uniform Quebec. I work for Lowe's. I work in what's referred to as parcel fulfillment, and what our store does, we get internet orders and we send them out to all of the 50 states and all of our territories. And when we're out on the floor, it's like all you see is a madness of people trying to get their fertilizer, their mulch, and everything. It's one of the busiest weekends for